Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very timely topic today. You thought I would have planned this. Here we go. Ready for this? How to weatherproof your home. That's our topic today, which is very relevant with our storms. And if you're in Florida, you've seen rain the last few days. Our guest today, this is very interesting. Our guest today is Gene Kennedy. He is a consumer advocate and the founder and owner of Saltwater Home Resources, Inc., and he is going to talk to us today about how to weatherproof your home. Welcome, Gene.
Oh, great, David. Thanks for having me.
I know you're out on the road already, getting out there and getting business done and helping people with their roofing and their weatherproofing of their home. So I appreciate you taking time. You've got on the cell phone. You sound good. I'm going to give out the websites for people, our listeners, because I know they're going to want to visit saltwaterhomeresources.com and choosearoofer.com. You got to answer, of course, before we get started. What's that about, choosearoofer.com?
Well, we started the company years ago, and we wanted to get the consumer a little more educated. And if they're going to choose a roofer or even a any kind of home service, not to be afraid to do it and to have some ammunition if they are going to do it. There's a lot of do's and don'ts in this business. And, you know, we just try to help the consumer out so they can make a better decision.
Well, and you know, just a simple example of that, I was already on your website looking at it, and you had a video demonstration talking about the differences between two different nails, one that would keep your shingles on for a long time and one that the head of the nail would actually rust off and would have very little chance of keeping that shingle on. And that's just one example of a lot of information you have on that website, chooseroofer.com.
Yeah, that is one, and it's a simple thing, but who would think of what to ask the roofer, what kind of nail he's going to use? You would never even know to ask that question. But, you know, in this industry, a lot of guys will use galvanized nails. We live in Florida. If you're a boater or been around the saltwater type area with a home, you'll understand the corrosiveness of what galvanized will go through, and eventually the nails will decay and the heads come off the nail or something to hold the shingle on. So we always recommend stainless steel. And it just gives you an idea. Everything's kind of cost basis. Your box of galvanized nails is $25. The same box of stainless steel is over $200. So most roofers aren't going to spend that extra money unless you really put their feet to the fire and make them do it.
Isn't that amazing that you always have to, with no matter what it is, you've always got to follow the money. You've always got to ask the money question. Of course, that's why I wanted to have you on our show, which is a financial show, is to talk about this. Now, your background, you've been in this is not your first trip to the rodeo, as they say. You've been doing building, roofing, contracting for over 25 years.
That's correct. And most of it right here in the state of Florida. I do work in other states, but we're very familiar with Florida and what we go through here as far as building, and it's very transient. You know, a lot of guys will come and open the business up and go away. And, you know, as far as financial decisions, I mean, we understand that you want to get prices and before you do any kind of service on your home. You know, if you make a bad decision and you have to spend the money twice, not a very good decision. If you could have spent a little bit more and got a much better product, and again, that's what we try to inform the consumer so they have a good ammunition, the good questions to ask, and make a good sound decision.
Well, with being in this business for over 25 years, it's a transient business somewhat in Florida. I can only imagine and guess at the number of businesses you've seen come and go. They sound good. They make a pitch to the consumer. Maybe they lowball, but they're gone maybe only a little bit there today and gone tomorrow. I mean, you know, I guess one of the things to maybe ask is how do you get people to start looking at, you know, better's better, not cheaper's better, right?
Well, it's true. We say a good roof isn't cheap and a cheap roof isn't good. So, you know, we look around, try to make a good decision. One of the good things that you can do is ask and find out from a manufacturer. Just to plug a name, we're an Owens Corning preferred vendor. We use almost all their products all the time. And Owens Corning will give classes and teach their installers, and they also give a much higher warranty if you have their product installed by a trained professional.
That's
that they
smart.
Recommend. So it's always a good idea to ask the contractor, well, what products are you installing, what brand, and are you recommended by them? And if they are, there'll be a lot better warranty that's going to be covered. And, you know, if something, God forbid, happened to the contractor, a lot of times that manufacturer will pick up that warranty where they left off. So that's a great thing to have for warranty purposes.
That's really smart, because not all of the contractors or builders are in the same category that you are. I read in my notes here from our pre-radio interview that you've never had a complaint filed against your license.
Well, that's correct. You know, we've been in business a long time, and, you know, everybody's had an issue or a problem, but it's how you take care of it. Make sure your customer's happy. If you have a complaint, you know, address it, deal with it. A lot of guys won't. They'll just walk away from it and let somebody else pick up and deal with it. And that's the thing you don't want to do. So if you do have a problem, make sure it's handled in a timely manner. And that's what we pride here. It's quality first, and we try to always make sure the customer's happy.
That's really what it always boils down to. I've got Gene Kennedy on the line with us today. He's going to be talking with us about weatherproofing your home. Again, very relevant. He and I both can't help ourselves but to talk about also some consumer advocacy here, so how you can protect yourself. You want to go to chooseroofer.com. Check out the website. There's a lot of good information. I was there and already identified some things that I'm going to be on the lookout for myself. And also, his company's website is saltwaterhomeresources.com. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with Gene. Stay right there.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back with the very timely conversation with Gene Kennedy. He is the consumer advocate and founder and owner of Saltwater Home Resources, Inc. The website is saltwaterhomesresources.com. And then the one that I found very interesting is chooseroofer.com. And we were talking before the break about some of the things to look out for. You've got a kit, industry whistleblowers package that you offer, Gene?
Yeah, that's right, David. Anybody that would like to have one, they can, you know, contact us through the website and be more than happy to send it out. And again, it's going to list a lot of ideas and a lot of problems that happen in roofing and construction, for that matter. And it'll help them with some ideas and questions to ask. It's really the questions that the contractor doesn't want you to know about. So it's all those little finite details that can come up and be a problem on a job site, or things that are, you know, wood example. Woodwork. You'll hire a contractor to come out and do your roof. They'll give you a great price. They get the roof tore off, and they want another $4,000 in rotten wood. Those are things that aren't necessarily brought up when you first sign up. So you want to make sure they're going to cover those kind of things. If they are, how much? And if they are going to do the wood, are they licensed to do wood? A roofer in the state of Florida is really not allowed to do any kind of structural woodwork. You're supposed to have a carpentry or a general contractor's license for that, which we carry as well. But you need to ask those questions. If you don't know it, you're not going to know to ask it.
I know I mentioned this to you before we started the show. This sounds a lot like what you do in terms of your process is a lot of what drove me to write a book, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams, because I feel like there's a lot of information out there that the consumer does not have about financial advisors, and it sounds like probably the same is true for your industry, the roofing and the construction business.
It is, David. We parallel a lot with that, and this industry is rampant with that type of thing. And we all too often go in a home and find somebody that's buying a roof, 10 years too early, and no warranties and those type of things. And we try to make sure that, you know, it doesn't happen again. If we can prevent one, we feel a lot better about ourselves, and we like to ensure a customer makes a good decision and has a good product. And, you know, we can't get every single job out there. We understand that. And even if they don't use salt water, we want to make sure that they have a good buying experience with whoever they choose.
Excellent. Well, you need to put all that down in a book.
It's coming up. We're working on doing a book. We're also looking at doing a reality TV show.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of TV shows out there now that do the home improvement and the do-it-yourself thing, but nobody ever goes after the problems or the contractor that messed it up, and that's kind of where we're going to go after, is to kind of hold their feet to the fire, so to speak.
Excellent. Very good. Or nail their feet to the shingle, as it were.
Exactly.
If you're just joining us, Gene Kennedy is on the line with us at saltwaterhomeresources.com and chooseroofer.com. One of the main things we want to get to today, Gene, is talking about, with all this rain, how does somebody weatherproof their home? Is that possible?
Well, it is. We say the term weatherproofing. If a house hasn't been painted in a while, you have cracks. And, of course, you hear in Florida, sinkholes, right? You get cracks in stucco, cracks in the cement, and moisture. If it gets in behind the stucco, it can cause stucco to come off the house. It can cause water intrusion. It can cause leaks and mold. And, you know, all those things are easily prevented by sealing a home, repainting if it's necessary, or touching up. Maintenance things are key to keeping it to last, just like your car, changing the oil or anything, no different. Maintenance is very important around your home.
Well, it's essential. And, you know, I think one of the basic things that people probably are wondering about right now is, how do I prepare my home for strong winds and hurricane? You know, Florida's getting a pass to a large degree. It could have been, you know, 10 times worse. But what about the next one? And do I need to really go out there and put those really hard to put on, and I'm going to cut my finger in the process, shutters on my house? Is there something else I can do?
Well, preventative, again, shutters, even plywood over an opening. If you have a, you know, an impending storm, a great thing to do. I mean, we highly recommend it. If you can't afford the shutters or the metal, you know, like I said, even just doing plywood as a preventative measure will be, you know, a big help. Don't wait till it's almost here. You know, try to do those things ahead of time and get your house prepped for it so you're ready ahead of time. Having a professional come out and kind of look over your property and see if they see anything. We do a lot of free roof inspections. Come out and look and make sure that all the seal, all the shingles are sealed. If you have a concrete roof system or a tile roof or barrel tile roof, we come out, make sure there's no broken tiles, that there's, you know, they're attached properly. There's a lot of preventive things you can do in that to protect you as well. We highly recommend doing that.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick break, Gene. Gene Kennedy, consumer advocate, founder and owner of Saltwater Home Resources, saltwaterhomeresources.com, and choosearoofer.com. And we're going to come back and talk about ways to increase the effectiveness of your home AC on those hot summer days. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. We're with Gene Kennedy on the line here. You're over in Tampa, right, Gene?
Yes, David, we're actually over in St. Pete.
Okay.
We do a lot of work all over the state. Our main office, believe it or not, is down in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
So we're everywhere. We work in Orlando. We work West Palm Beach. We're all over the state.
All the places where salt water touches. I got it. I get it. Okay, so we left right before the break. You were going to talk to us a little bit about ways to improve the effectiveness of your home's AC when we get these really hot Florida days.
Preventive work for your AC, including, you know, when you're going to do your filters or just, you know, having a professional come out to look at it. It's a cheap investment to have somebody come out, look at your AC to make sure it's functioning before the season starts. We're going into, you know, be going into fall here pretty soon. I know we don't think about heat in Florida, but, you know, you do need it from time to time.
Hey, I remember plenty of 80-degree Christmases growing up.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. So, but, you know, when it does get cold or dips down and you go to turn the heat on, it doesn't work. Well, now you got to scramble and find somebody, and you and a lot of other folks are probably doing the same thing. Prices tend to go up, that type of thing. So we always, you know, preventative and, you know, try to fix it before you need it. That's the key there. But also checking the filters. We always, it's one of those things that's on a weekend, if you can go up there, pull your filters out, change them out, make sure everything's clean. That'll make your system run to peak performance and actually save your electric.
Yeah, you know what? We need to be reminded of that, Gene, because sometimes we simply just forget to do some of the basic maintenance. And I know that that applies for just maintaining the overall, you know, appearance and maintenance of the home itself, but especially when it comes to your AC. And, you know, I had a recent situation where I had an AC issue, and, you know, you have to get it fixed. You just got to maintain and make sure things, that there was something little that needed to be done. So if you're just joining us, Gene Kennedy's on the line with us. He's a consumer advocate and founder and owner of Saltwater Home Resources, saltwaterhomeresources.com, and choosearoofer.com, and soon-to-be author, and maybe even a TV personality.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. the TV show is in the works. We've been talking already to some producing companies, and production companies are going to be doing it. So we're looking forward to it.
That's very cool. And now, how about, you know, with all the rain also, how about protecting your home from flooding?
Well, again, David, there's many things, depending on where you live, of course, that's going to, you know, steer you in a direction if you're going to have flooding or not. But a lot of places will have flooding that don't experience at any other time. So looking around your house to see if there's any negative drainage, which means like landscaping where they've created earth that's higher than a certain level of your house that causes water to back up to the house. That's called negative drainage. You want to look for those kind of areas that can be corrected so you don't have water that runs back into a structure. And also checking out your landscaping to see if it's going to be a hindrance of water getting away from your home. You want your water to run away from your home so it doesn't pool or pond or get back near a structure. Again, in waterproofing and paint, your paint does, believe it or not, when you paint a property or paint a home, your paint's going to extend down below the grade or below the dirt. So that's another thing. If it's sealed properly, that'll help prevent water from intruding in your home as well.
That's good to know. I, you know, most people, including myself, wouldn't even think of that. But that's a very important thing to point out, is it's sealing the home. It's not just giving us color. I mean, you know, most of the time we think about, it makes it look nice, but there's an actual sealing of the wood or whatever the material is to keep it watertight.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, if you have wood, a wood structure, a lot of folks have, you know, wood siding or some of the hardy board structures that are out there now. If you have a crack or it's broken, wood is rotted, it needs to be corrected. That does keep the water, moisture, you know, insects, keeps all that from getting in your home. So those kind of things are, it's a cheap fix. And if you wait too long, it'll cost you a lot more down the road. So fixing it now, getting it over with, is a much better solution.
Very good. Gene Kennedy's on the line with us, and his chooseroofer.com website, saltwaterhomeresources.com, is a website. He's been in this a long time, 25 years in the building, roofing, contracting trade. Gene, we're going to take one more quick break, come back. I want to talk about how to reduce the risk of leaks in the home during storms, because everybody's experienced the water bucket in the middle of the living room at one time or another in their life. So stay right there and we'll come right back.
Okay.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting some practical insight and advice from Gene Kennedy, who is a consumer advocate. I like that part of it, and founder and owner of Saltwater Home Resources. The website is saltwaterhomeresources.com and chooseroofer.com, where you can get all kinds of good information about how to choose a roofer and make sure you're making a good business decision when you hire somebody. Now, before the break, Gene, we're talking about maybe ways to reduce the risks of leaks in your home during a storm. Besides the bucket, what can we do there?
Well, you know, again, having the property surveyed ahead of time would be a great, great step in that direction. Make sure there's no problems with shingles that are missing or broken on the home. Again, you can spend a couple of dollars, have somebody look at the roof, make sure it's sound condition. That'll save you a lot of money down the road. But let's say you do have an issue. Let's say a storm did come by and you do have a problem. Roofers are going to be backed up. You know, having a tarp handy in your home would be a bad idea. A lot of companies will come out and do one for you for an inexpensive cost or get a tarp on there. You want to try to prevent further damage if you've had some or had any kind of leak. So you don't want to prolong it, but you want to make sure you get it taken care of at a reasonable time.
That's good, because you know you can't let something like that go. I had recently had a situation, which is also ironic that you're on the program, is I had some work done on my roof, and there was some missing tiles, and while they're up there, they're like, well, you know what, you've got some broken tiles. I'm like, okay. Now, here's the question that I think anybody like me would have, and our listeners can relate. You know, do I just take their word for it, Gene? What do I do? I mean, if you say there's a bunch of tiles broken, and they say, okay, it's going to cost X, What do you suggest the person does? Do they get up there? Do they go to two or three people to come and look? What do you do?
Well, it's always a good idea to get a backup quote. But if you've had somebody you've dealt with in the past and they've done good service for you, you know, have them take some photos of it. We carry the day and age of the iPad and all the other cameras and things that are available. We take photos. We like to show our customers just what the damage is and what they're looking at. It makes for a much better decision making process for the consumer. But again, if you have broken tiles, fixing them ahead of time, great thing to do. But you know, get a couple of bids if you can. If you're stressed for time and it's something that you can verify with a photo, that's not so bad either.
Gene, I need you to come over here to Volusia County. I need you to take a look at my roof.
Not a problem.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, the last thing I wanted to make sure we got to, because I think this really speaks very much to what you do and what I think you think the consumer should be experiencing from other providers of roofing and construction services, is you use a 12-step process. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, if you're going to do pick a roofer, for instance, we always like, want people to understand the different things that are required of a contractor. Insurances are huge in this business, and a lot of companies don't carry the proper insurance. Liability is one. You've probably seen a lot of tree services, different folks drive around with their cars with signs on them, licensed, insured, right?
How do I know?
Well, a lot of them have insurance, and a lot of them have their license, but they may not have workers' comp insurance. So somebody gets hurt on your property, you could have a civil liability against you if somebody got hurt on your property.
Do you recommend somebody have a form that they get a discharge of that liability before they do the work?
Well, we get a certification from their agent.
Okay.
Just don't trust a copy of some kind of license and a copy of some kind of insurance. Insist on talking to the agent. Say, who's your agent? What's his number? Have him give you a call and have the agent send you the cert or fax it to you. Perfectly normal. We do it in this business all the time, especially commercial jobs. They insist on a current certificate of liability and current certificate of workers' compensation. That's just one of the 12 ways that we recommend
And these questions aren't rude. It's just the consumer needs to know who they're dealing with. And, you know, I recommend all the time people ask financial people about their credentials and their education and their experience and all these things. You're not saying you don't trust the person, but you just need to know who you're working with, right?
Exactly. And these are things that should be well known. We offer them up front. We don't even have to have our customers ask for it. We offer it up front.
Gene, I think we're twins. You're the roofer and I'm the financial guy. You're doing a lot of what we're doing, and I applaud you for being so upfront with your customers. Our guest today, Gene Kennedy, consumer advocate, founder and owner of Saltwater Home Resources, saltwaterhomeresources.com, and chooseroofer.com. Gene, we're out of time. Thanks for being on the program.
David, thank you for having us. We look forward to being on again.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.